Take a breath and go outside. Sometimes it's nice to forget that this world is a mess. Give yourself a little time and get offline. Get offline.
Welcome back. This is still CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, at Simon Fraser University. I hope you're having a peaceful day, or a peaceful night, if you are our Friday listeners in the future. Hello, Friday listeners. I like you guys too, but, you know, Thursday's radio day. That's when we make it happen, making radio magic. Speaking of magic, let me tell you a little bit what you just heard. That was La Lune doing the thing. They're playing over at Green Auto. Are they? Where did I have them? Yes, yes they are. Of course they are. They're like the house band. Green Auto. They're always at Green Auto. They're playing with In Mirrors, Devours, and Dead Cells Friday night over there. Should be pretty rocking. That was Despondent that you heard off their first album, Disparity. Released only a year ago. How time flies. They dropped a new one in last month, Expressionless. I mean, literally 6 days ago. No. Released in March and in April? Anyways, very cool. Yeah. Also, before that, you heard Paint Drying. They're coming in. Can you imagine? What does paint drying sound like? I'm sure someone knows. Anyways, they're coming in from Edmonton, Goilers. That was their song, Obsession Repetition, off their album, Continuity Error. They're playing over at... Where was it? Over at Take Your Time with Aversions and Conduit. Tomorrow night, Friday night. That is at 6348 Kingsway. Before that, you heard Live and Learn. They're playing over at the Cobalt with Abandoned Yesterday, Dead Fast, and Kyoga. That was a cool song. I liked it. Good reminder. That was their song, Touch Grass. You can imagine it's much this, very much on the same concept. Go outside. It's great. It's a beautiful day. If you're in Friday listeners, I heard it's raining. When I heard it might rain Friday. So, you know, take your sunshine now. Get that vitamin D activated. Maybe you'll see like a cool bird. Or a dog, or see a pretty flower. I don't know. Nature's crazy, crazy beautiful. Also, crocodiles. What the hell, man? I'm just thinking out loud. They're vicious. Luckily, we do not have many crocodiles up here in the Great White North. Before that, you heard Terminal City Rats. They did a split with the Fulmites. That split is called Split a Slice. With Terminal City Rats and the Fulmites. That was their track, Hero. Was that Matthew Good? Who did that song? Anyways, some cool punk music from some cool people. Very nice. Very oi. They're playing over at the Waldorf with Precursors, Subter Aliens, and Side Job. Even before that. Nope, that was the whole set. Cool. Let's talk about Saturday, y'all. What's up next? Saturday over at Bully's in New West, you got Hardball, Hot Chicken Salad, Creatures of Autumn, and Head Canyon. Some punk, garage, goth grunge, some stuff from Victoria as well. $20 at the door for that one. Doors at 8. Tunes at 8. Sorry, doors at 7. Music at 8. Should be pretty rad. Here's a cool one. If you haven't noticed, there's been a lot of bands with Dead in them lately. There's Dead Fast over the Cobalt Friday, Dead Cells and Green Auto on Friday. But if you can't get enough of bands with name Dead in them, or of the sort, have I got an event for you. This is Dead Fest over at the Red Gate. You have Dead End Drive-In, Sun Diver, Die Job, Dead Churches, and Dead Streets from Seattle. What's up, Seattle? I remember describing someone at work perfectly. There's just this guy. He had a ponytail, a blazer, and some sunglasses. And someone asked me, like, who is that? Oh, and I described him, so I make sure I know who they're talking about. He's like, oh, you mean that, like, 1990s Seattle-looking man? He's like, they're like, yeah. I'm like, I have no idea. I've actually never really watched Frasier, despite it also being a show about radio. However, I did watch, what was that one on YTV? Nuclear Donkey was their band they had. What's up? Whatever happened to Sugar? Whatever happened to Paul and the other guy? Radioactive was this television show about a high school radio. I only did the announcements on the radio until someone abused their privileges and reminded us, I mean, it reminded everybody about a certain game.
Which you just lost, baby.
Yeah, it's been a while since I lost.
What's up? You did too.
My apologies. Not really. Okay, let's talk about some music. How long has that thing been relevant? Anyways, Dead Fest is happening. There's a bunch of bands named Dead. In the immortal words of Chris Tucker, "Wipe yourself off, old man. You dead," apparently, is the tagline here. Lots of cool stuff happening here. Sundiver coming in from Kelowna. Again, should be pretty rad. Bands at 7, Chillin's at 8. Check it out. Saturday over at the Cobalt, we have a Wacken Metal Battle semifinal. International band contest established in 2004. Includes 62 countries. And this is the BC semifinal. You have Gregorius, Yeg with 2 G's, Deathbound, and Iron Kingdom. The winning band will represent BC in the national final to be held in Vancouver, May 31st at the Rickshaw. So if you got some opinions about metal, this might be your kind of thing. They have battle axes and all sorts of funny iron metal fonts. Things, this band names I can't even read. Classic. Love it. Anyways, the Wacken Metal Battle happening at the Cobalt Saturday night, 7 p.m. Be there. How much does it cost? I have no idea. Next up, over at Green Auto, fundraiser for Dolph, Drug Users Liberation Front. Keeping people alive if they got to use drugs. Shout out to Dolph. Clean supply now, baby. Anyways, Blimp, Hardcore, MO1E, art people. They have a microphone for you to yell in if you like. And then there's Girl Wife as well. Suggested donation is $20. Proceeds go to the Drug Users Liberation Fund. Feel good about that. What else I got for Saturday? At the Fox Cabaret, we have Ryan Harris. Don't know who that is. I'm going to guess, look at the Ryan Harris. Musician. Who are you, buddy? This guy looks nice, I guess, yeah. There's a couple pictures of him sitting on a rock with a guitar. This guy looks like a Funkel. Mr. Harris, if you're listening, you got Funkel vibes? I hope that doesn't bother you visually. Maybe we'll check out some music. I don't know. Let's see. Ooh, did some scores. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Very nice. Okay. Moving on. Also back at Take Your Time over at 648 Kingsway, The Outseer, Sleep Circle, and Vultures at Dawn. All doing their thing over there. They're from... Oh, no, that is not the band I'm looking for. I would love to hear some music from Colombia, from Bottega, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's happening. Nope, that's still not the one I'm looking for. Anyways, that's happening. I'll look into it later, but getting some tunes for that. Lots of dead bands to hear. Let's check out some music from... Let's see, what, Die Job? Yeah, let's see, where is it? No. There it is. Okay, so we're gonna check a tune out from them. This is gonna be their band. This is, let's see, their song. Let's see. Let's do a Happy Canada Day with an A. Sorry for the language.
Yeah. customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents?
It's sketchy. Back to you guys.
We're just gonna keep on rolling here. We're gonna just power through on through to Sunday here as well. You just heard Girl Wife with their track Weatherman. Do love that clip they played at the beginning. Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy? Yeah, wonder where that kid is now. If that kid is listening now, shoot me a message on my Instagram, Moose Master. That's me. They are playing over Green Auto for the Dolph fundraiser, the Drug Users Liberation Front. Check it out. Feel good about that. Party down and use responsibly and safely. Before that, Die Job. Oh, sorry. They're playing, Blimp and MO1E over at Green Auto Saturday night. Be there. Die Job playing over at Dead Fest with Dead and Drive-In, Sundiver, Dread, Dead Streets, and Dead Churches at the Red Gate, 7 p.m. Check it out. That was a trap. Happy Canada Day. And before that was that. And we're going to carry on here. We got some Sunday stuff happening. Sunday, baby. Druk coming in from Richmond, Virginia. Very nice. Playing with Bill Can and Chlorine Time Machine over at the Red Gate Sunday night. Be there for some cool bands from cool people and cool places. Back at the Heatley, we got Folk Y'all and the Hill Bettys doing the thing with Arsenic and Old Lace along with Joan Hughes. Take Your Time has Arbuckle, Speed Reader, Huge Prick, and Hunched Man doing their respective things over Take Your Time, Six for a Kingsway. Grey Lab on West Pender coming in with Witco, David Lunch, and Paranoids. Busy, busy night. Let's get some music happening here. I'm just going to crush one out here. This is going to be... which one? Swimming. That sounds nice. That sounds swimmingly. What does that even mean? Why is that an adjective for good? Anyways, this is Swimming by The Pure Joy of Jumping by Druk. Playing at Redgate Sunday night. gonna be a wrap here. That was Swimming by Droog from their album The Pure Joy of Jumping. Catch them at Red Gate Sunday now with Bill Kahn and Chlorine Time Machine. I don't have enough time for a song, but I do have time for Bird Note. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, stay sunny. Enjoy the sun and enjoy this information about birds.
Crows. Large, black, noisy. Some people love them. Others aren't so sure. Crows are opportunistic feeders. They can eat just about anything. Snakes, frogs, fish, fruit, seeds, and carrion. They've also learned to peck through our trash cans and visit our landfills. Crows may devour other birds' eggs or steal baby birds from a nest to consume or feed to their own young. Understandably, that puts some people off. They become the bad boys of spring. But crows are resourceful. There's no denying that. A crow can pick a clam off the beach, fly into the air, and drop the clam on a hard surface to break it and expose the animal inside. Crows can even remove the meat from the shell of a crab. Crows have adapted to our modern world. For one thing, they too have a taste for fast food. Next time you're near your local burger joint, check out the dumpster to see if crows have gathered there. You may find a crow free-for-all. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.